Each October, tens of thousands of people visit here at the Great Pumpkin Farm in Clarence, New York, and dozens of curious onlookers press forward to watch the scales jump for the World Pumpkin Weigh-Off, sponsored by the World Pumpkin Confederation, the top prize awarded $10,000 for the heaviest pumpkin. The Confederation was formed in 1982, devoted to promoting and developing the sport and hobby of growing giant pumpkins, squash, watermelon, and other various fruits, vegetables, and flowers. But it's the pumpkins that draw the biggest crowds and tip the scales more than any other entry. These jumbo jack-o'-lanterns are lifted and carried via forklift into the weighing area. Floyd Rose trucked his pumpkin in from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Mine weighed 452, and I was hoping it would have been heavier than that, but we had a late spring, and the main growing on these pumpkins is in August, and we had like a week or 10 days that we saw no sun at all, practically, and it just needs sun, and it was just wasn't a good pumpkin growing year, that's all.
Takes about 85 days to grow one of these behemoths, which hardly resemble the well-proportioned miniatures sold along the roadside for Halloween. The big ones look like they've suffered a meltdown, spreading out like a half-deflated balloon.
469 pounds. There's a good-sized pumpkin. First-year growers, folks, 469 pounds. All the way from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Growing big pumpkins initially gained international acclaim when the first 400-pound specimen went on display at the 1900 Paris Fair. The French government awarded a diploma and bronze medal in recognition of the feat, and that record stood for 76 years.
Hold on. Let's see, it's still moving.
We're going to give them 591 and a half. Folks, this is the heaviest one so far this year, 591 and a half.
Some growers talk to their plants, some give names to their pumpkins, and some swear by certain fertilizers and techniques they insist make all the difference. 72-year-old Pete Frischman of Charlton, New York, has his own secret ingredient.
I have available a good supply of goat manure, so that's what I use. If I had cow manure, I'd probably use that.
Frischman's pumpkin topped the scales at nearly 600 pounds, but it's not only the veterans who carry growing secrets. 10-year-old Michael Batting of East Amherst, New York, has his own technique.
I put a pipe into the ground, and I hooked up the hose into the pipe, and then so all the water got to the bottom roots also. If you feed it milk, I heard the protein makes it bigger. So somebody told me to feed it chocolate milk, but I don't know if that would make it sweeter or what. That's what they said.
Michael's pumpkin wasn't enough to qualify for prizes, but at 212 pounds came in almost three times his weight. The crowd realizes that with only a few pumpkins left, the biggest one may be next.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Watch out. We have got 779 and a half. Biggest one so far here at the Craft World.
Windsor, New York's Bill Beaubier took top prize this year with his Atlantic Giant variety type pumpkin, which finished with a circumference of 153 inches. A chimney sweep full-time, Beaubier has been growing the big ones as a hobby for 4 years and says there is no secret.
Everybody knows the major ingredients to a giant pumpkin. Good seeds, good genetics. You've got to have well-manicured soil, very, very rich soil. Water, obviously something to feed the pumpkin, which is your fertilizers or composts or what have you. You've got to prune, you've got to berry vines, you've got to babysit these things 3 to 5 hours a day. Utmost is luck, plain luck.
Luck was on your
luck
side?
To have the genetics in the pumpkin so it doesn't split on you. That's the hardest thing. You can have all the other ingredients and you can grow a pumpkin very large, very fast, but if it opens up on you, you're dead.
The president and founder of the World Pumpkin Confederation is Ray Waterman, whose group paid out $50,000 last year for the first 1,000-pound pumpkin. Another 50 grand is riding on the first 1,500-pounder. So far, Americans have dominated the competition, but the rest of the world is gaining.
They're still learning, but you know, they're up around the 500-pound to 600-pound range. They're catching up with us, and I think, you know, some great gardeners in Europe, some great gardeners in some of these island countries, and they're going to show real well. Japan's going to come online with us next year. We expect some real stiff competition worldwide. We're going for 1,500 pounds before long, and within 10 years, I'm predicting a 2,000-pound pumpkin.
In this case, the spoils go to both winners and losers, but they'll need a fork. A several hundred-pound pumpkin also means several hundred delicious pumpkin pies. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bill Flynn in Clarence, New York.